From the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, this is the news of October 19th, 1921. One of the veteran watch factory employees is Charles L. Provo of the Dial Room, who started last week as a water boy 50 years ago. He has been an employee of the Dial Room for the past 27 years. When he first entered the watch factory, Mr. Provo carried water around to the various rooms for John Wilkins, who was then in charge of the workmen. Later became office and messenger boy for the late George P. Lord, business manager, and the late superintendent George Hunter. In Mr. Provo's earlier days, there was no bridge at the National Street area, and employees living on the west side either crossed in boats or walked uptown. The veteran employee's first taste of the bench came as an apprentice to Harry Rose, an English dial painter. He later went to the rolling job in the skate room, then an engraving and etching job in the engraving room. Mrs. Provo is also a former watch factory employee. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Area Historical Society, and I am Jerry Turnquist.